little bit about goals. I'm going to use a visual aid here. There's two goals, two sets of goals to think about. The first is the goal for this whole training program. The second is your goals for race day. Even if your goal is just to finish, I think you can probably have a range of goals. In general, if you read anything about setting goals for races, in general, you only have three sets of goals. The first is the baseline goal, which I don't want to call a low goal, because I think the baseline goal is the most important goal. It would be the intermediate goal, it would be the high goal. So for the class, I'm going to make my little triangle here. That's a pretty isosceles. Okay. So, I think for the class, for these two goals, we all have the same goal. This one is to have fun or have a good experience. Right? I hope you're enjoying yourself so far. I mean, maybe not, you're not enjoying yourself because I'm talking right now, but if you look at the last, you know, whatever it's been, a couple weeks, 2 weeks, or it's been 2 weeks. All right. When you're done, no matter what happens on race day, when you're done, if your goal is just to say, you know what, I wanted to run a marathon, said I did it, and you did it, then you had a good experience. Maybe when you're done, you want more. You want to keep running. You learned some good things. You picked up some training tips. You made some good friends. You picked up some training partners. That's a pretty big accomplishment. That's a pretty big success. When I started NBRA in 2000, I didn't really have a whole lot of running peers anymore. I was sort of on my own, and I wasn't really. I was just sort of drifting, and I made a lot of good friends as well. So I would say that even though maybe I got my butt kicked by Marty in that race, I would call it a success, right? The second thing is we want to get the starting line healthy. Everybody here wants that. We all want that for each other, and of course we want it for yourself. Nothing in here about finishing the race, nothing on here about, you know, any time. Just you want to get to the starting line healthy. We're in injury season, dealing with knocks and dings already. We're going to work through those together. And then the last goal for the whole program would be your time or, how would you say this? Race goal. What's your race goal? Okay. Now, if you look, though, this is like if you did you're a math geek, right? This is the most surface area here, right? If you don't reach your time goal, if you don't reach whatever your big goal for taking this class is, but you got to the starting line healthy, you had a good experience, and you actually had a pretty good, run of it, a pretty good 16 weeks, I would say. 14 weeks. If you get hurt along the way, this is still about half the goal. Hopefully, and it's really hard to say, yeah, I had a good experience, I got hurt. But hopefully you're going to, learn some things, make some friends, and you're going to get healthy, and the next go around, you'll be back for more. Now, we want to kind of blow this race day goal up a little bit. And this is really hard if you are new to running, new to marathoning, because how are you going to pick a time goal? How are you going to pick your marathon pace? I think Marty and I have spoken a lot about it just in terms of getting out the door and running every day, and your training partners around you, you're going to find that pace. The 20 miles that we do, the 18 miles that we do, the 16 miles that we do, are all going to teach you that pace. But it's nice to throw a little, have some numbers to work with. Okay, for everybody, we should all share the same baseline goal, and that's to finish the race. And let me tell you, this is not necessarily a failure if you don't finish the race, because sometimes you might want to finish the race and be healthy. We don't want anybody ending up in the hospital or having any worse things happen.
Year goal, I'm driving my car, my wife Deb's running a Journeys marathon. Well, 20 miles into a race, I see a guy sprinting the wrong way. I'm like, what the heck is he doing? I'm driving up further, and I hear people, anyone know CPR? Anyone know CPR? So, of course, immediately I park my car, jump over, and see on the side of the road, there's a guy. He's done. And his face is bleeding. He's not breathing. We start pounding. Start the CPR pounding on him. We got him breathing. Got the ambulance there. Unfortunately, the guy did not make it. So, if you're in, we always say we want 100% success rate. If you're ever feeling trouble out there, it's not worth it. You can't think straight, you quit. There's plenty of places to drop out.
There's plenty of other marathons to run.
Yes, there's other days to run a race. You don't want to put yourself in that position.
I mean, you know, if you think about how I had this set up originally, good experience, obviously the starting line helped me. If you don't make that finish line goal, you still had a pretty good run. Like, still, there's still a lot to say with success. And I don't want to overstate this enough. It can happen to any of us if we drop out. My 2005 marathon, I actually did drop out in Twin Cities, but Emily wasn't where she said she was going to be, so I decided, oh, well, since I can't drop out of mile 15, I guess I'll just be running this.
A little bit more clip than that.
What's that?
Didn't you try to talk to someone else, right?
I did. I also talked somebody else into dropping out, too. So, yeah. That would be... And we'll get back to this.
That's teamwork.
That was probably the marathon that I needed to run to work to actually be able to dispense advice, because my teammate was like, Mike, we're going too fast, we're going too fast. I'm like, nope, Mike, we're going out at this pace, and we're going to do it. I don't care how hard it is, this is our pace, and we're going to do it. This is my plan. And too fast. No. When we got to mile 13, I was like, is anybody else cold? That guy goosebumps. And it was like, you know, humid. We were like, no, and maybe just take it easy. So then I was like, okay, so the wheels are going to come off at mile 20. I'm ready for this. I've crashed before. I can handle it. Well, the wheels came off at mile 13. And so I started walking. Now, I didn't start walking until about 14. And then I got to 15. That's about where we live. A really good place to drop out. So if you live on the course, that's where you can drop out. But Emily thought she'd surprise me and be there by mile 19. So the amount of time it took me to drop out, talk my teammate into dropping out, which he did, I was like, you know, maybe I can finish this thing after all. So I did walk and run it, and I did the right thing. Maybe finishing, I don't care if I finished actually at that time. I didn't care. I'm actually very happy that I did walk it, by the way, stayed healthy. Walked most of it to the finish line. Getting that medal and getting that shirt was probably something I've always taken for granted, and now I won't ever again. But, you know, it's happened to me. It's going to happen to so many people that you know, that there's no shame in saying, you know what, it just wasn't my day. Because if something happens to you that puts you in a medical emergency, having a good experience and getting the start on the health, it doesn't really matter anymore. Right? So finish healthy. Okay, so finish is still a goal, but I'd like to put it into context of the big picture here. It's not the end all be all. This is sort of the middle goal. This is where you want to sort of say, okay, what's my marathon pace? A good way to get a marathon pace is to go run a half marathon. I don't know if Marty's going to think about this, you can disagree with me if you want, but a good way to get a pace is to go run a half marathon, race it pretty hard. If you add 10 minutes, if you double that and add 10 minutes, that's a pretty good accurate predictor of how you're going to finish. It's pretty stout. If you're doing 2 hours, your predicted finish time of 4:10 is probably pretty accurate. Paul, is that his name? Paul the American?
Right on.
Yeah, right on. He was the first American to break an hour in the marathon, or in the half marathon. He also ran a 208 at Brooklyn Trot. Pretty good. So that formula holds pretty good. So that's one way to kind of figure out what your pace is. Or, who are you training with? Ask them what their pace is. And use that to see if it's right for you. Don't do what they're doing on race day. Otherwise, they might talk to you into dropping out of the race. Run your own race, but use each other, use races to figure out what your pace is, and that's how you can kind of get this goal. So you want to hit your target pace, okay? And what's nice about this is you have flexibility, and this is really important, having flexibility. Marty and I ran a marathon, grandma's again, a couple years ago, and it was a shocker here, it was a scorcher. It was like 70 to start. But we talked about going out together, maybe at 6:40 starts, 6:40 miles. 640 minute miles. And Marty called me the night before and said, you know, it's kind of, looks like it's kind of hot. I'm going to do 640 to about mile 10, and then I'm going to decide what I want to do. And I saw him that morning, and, you know, we already had our shirts off, which is,
we're sweat,
unfortunately. And he's just like, you know what, Mike, mile 2. I'll decide at mile 2. Well, we got to mile 1, and he already said he was done. He wasn't going to do it.
That's kind of worth it.
You didn't drop out.
No, I finished.
But this whole 640 thing was just out the window. And he adjusted because of the weather. Okay? So you have to allow for flexibility. That's what got me in trouble in 2005. I was going to do 630s, and that was the way it was, and nobody was going to stop me, not even the weather. And I was wrong. So you want to have that kind of flexibility in there. And this last goal is sort of like your high goal. What's your dream? What's your dream time, right? And you really want to, you really don't want to even, you can start considering this, you can start playing around with like, yeah, what if I could do this? But maybe start thinking that about mile 13. If the weather's perfect, you're feeling good, you hit the split, the half marathon split, you feel pretty good. Now you can start entertaining the notion. Keep on holding your pace. When you get to mile 20, you'll know. You'll know if it's your day. This will be time to go. Okay. Now these are for people with time goals. What if your goal is to finish, right? Well, you can change it. Finish is still there. Run the whole thing might be your goal, right? Run it all. And the last one, high goal, I would say finish with a smile. Finish passing people. Finish. Now you can give my advice. Get out of the bubble. This is your first marathon ever. Savor it. You know, you don't. You might have to kind of walk, shuffle in, but you'll probably, you want to savor it. And that's really a great high goal to have. Just to really soak it in. It's neat. I always cheer at mile 25. It's just so cool because you can sometimes tell that people are finishing for the first time. So. Yeah.
Last year, there was a person in this room that was crying at mile 25. Who was that, Nathan?
I barely remember.
He was so happy. PR ran 2:53. And he was very happy at mile 25. He started crying.
It's really neat.
It's emotional.
Yeah, it is. It's an emotional moment. And it's hard not to get choked up. I have to be careful sometimes just talking about it because it can happen to me, because it really is an exciting time. And, you know, I think really that's really the high goal that we all want to have. Is if you don't get your dream time, if you don't have a dream experience, if it wasn't your day, I hope that you guys are at least encouraged to stick with it to get that feeling when it is your day. Pretty special. Not like 5K, you can do it again next week. I mean, you really are just doing something special by taking the time it takes to run this race, by making the commitment for something that is so not a guarantee. We don't know what the weather's going to be. You don't know what's going to happen. What's going to happen that day. You just don't know. So it's a big commitment, and just by, you know, making this an experience, that's something that should be considered success. Questions? Saturday at Fort Snelling. We will dip into Fort Snelling. We're just not going to run back out. Thanks, guys.